好，今天呢，我跟大家分享一段经文，就是《创世纪》第一章第一节。
So I want to share a scripture with you, which is Genesis 1:1.
啊，《创世纪》第一章第一节很短，他说：“起初神创造天地。”
It's a short verse, and it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
我们来做个祷告。
And we pray first.
天父，我们感谢你，使你把我们带到这里，使你带领我们每天的生活，让我们今天早上起来的时候，我们还有生命气息来到你的圣殿当中。我们把今天早上的敬拜向你来仰望，也把你的求主，你也把你的话语赐在我们的心中，让我们一生按着你的话语而行。祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And dear Lord, it's because of you that we are here and we wake up every day and we have breath, we have life, and it's all because of you. And you take us, you bring us to your church today, and we hope that you will bless our service from beginning to the end today.
I'm sorry, I tend to forget that I have a translator again. 你晚上看星星的时候，你看到什么
？So when you look at the sky in at night and you see the stars, what do you see?
不同的人看到不同的东西，是不是
？And every different people will see different things.
有些人比较 romantic 的，就是看到很多这种很有气氛的
So the romantics and they see
不是这一个哈，我们回去有些人呢，看到的话就不觉得有什么。差别只是一大堆星星
And some people just look at the sky and say, well, it's a bunch of stars.
那从古时人类就开始看这个星星，就开始思考整个宇宙的这个架构。
So when since the ancient times, people look at the stars and they have been thinking about the structure of the universe.
那今天要跟大家讲这个天文学的简单的历史。
So I want to talk about a very brief history of the astronomy.
那你们也大部分人都知道。
And most of you know.
甚至有些人可能也听过这一个比喻。
And maybe you have heard of this story and analogy.
那我是想在今天接着1月1号来跟大家来思考这个事情。
So on the first day of the year, I want to think about this with you.
你知道这个古希腊里头有一个人叫多勒米的多勒密。
So in ancient Greece, there was a person called Ptolemy.
下一页 ,OK, 在这里。多勒密有名的是什么呢？
So what is this famous for?
其中一个就是地心说。
So one of them is the geocentric theory.
那当初的人以为说地球是宇宙的中心。
And a lot of people, well, ancient times, they think Earth is the center of the universe.
那他们就想说整个宇宙就是绕着地球转的。
So all the stars, the whole universe revolves around the Earth.
我们今天觉得很可笑。
And it's very laughable now.
但是你仔细看的话，如果你完全没有任何的知识背景的话，你出去外面看星星，星星是不是绕着地球在转
？So if you don't have any astronomical knowledge, if you go out and look at the sky, and you do think that stars revolve around us.
你从晚上八点到清晨大概五点钟，你看到这颗星就是从这边走到那边。
So from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. or so, you look at the stars from one side and goes around to the other side.
所以多勒密的理论就是说整个宇宙是绕着地球转的。
So Ptolemy's theory is that the whole universe revolves around the Earth.
可是他注意看那个星星的时候发现有一些星星不是完全绕着这样子一直往前走的。
So he thinks, when he looks at the stars carefully, he sees some of them don't go one way from this side to the other side.
所以如果这是地球的话
So if this is the earth,
所有的星星应该是绕着它转的，是不是？
So all the stars should go around in this way.
绕着它转的话，一定是一直往前走的。
And it should go in one direction only.
可是他发现，他注意到有一些星星不是这样子走的，他走了走了走了一段时间还回来一下，然后再走一段时间又还要回来一下。
So he found that some of the stars would go in one way and then turn its direction to the other and go back and forth.
所以他就不了解，他就说也许这个星星不是只是绕着地球转。
So he thinks that his theory is that maybe some of the stars don't just revolve around the earth.
他转的当中他还自己在那边一直转。
So when he's going around the earth, it also follows another circle to go around.
这个是叫 epicircle.
It's called epicircle.
所以呢它是这样子绕着转的哈。
So it goes, revolves around like this.
对，你看得到那个线的话，你就发现，它就开始把这整个夜空的这个图画所看到的，把整个宇宙的一幅画把它画出来。
So he sort of drew a picture of the universe here.
它画出来的就很复杂。
It's a very complicated picture.
因为他发现有一些星星，它这样子走动的话，不能够只是说一个圆形就能够解释得来的。
So because some of the stars, the movements, he cannot explain it by just one circle.
它在转的当中，它可能还自己还在又在转啊，它的又在转的当中，可能又还有一点点的又在转，这样子转转转转，你就发现整幅画很复杂。
So it's not just one circle, because when he's revolving, he also follows another circle, that epicircle, and not just, maybe just, not just one epicircle, it could be several that goes around. So it becomes a very complicated picture.
所以在多勒密的心中，他有一个信念，地球是中心。
So in Ptolemy's world, the earth is the center.
他要用他所观察的星空来解释地球是中心的话，他就发现整幅画非常的复杂。
So if he follows, if he thinks that the earth is the center of the universe, then the whole picture becomes very complicated.
后来呢，就有另外一个人出现。
So then come along another person.
你们知道是谁呀？哈
？You know who that is?
哥白尼。
Copernicus.
哥白尼，今天很多人，我不晓得中国和可能学校也教啊，就是因为有哥白尼把宗教的这个理论推翻啊，不是啊。
So maybe some of them, you learn in school that Copernicus, overthrew the religious theory.
不是啊，哥白尼推翻的是古希腊的科学啊，不是教会啊。
So but it's only that Copernicus overthrew the ancient Greek science, not the church.
那哥白尼出来的时候，他就主张什么？太阳是宇宙的中心。
So Copernicus thinks that the sun is the center of the universe.
所以他就把多勒密的这个图重新画一遍。
So he redrew the picture that Ptolemy had.
那所以现在星星不再绕着地球转了。
So now the stars are not revolving around the earth.
星星跟地球是绕着太阳转的。
So all the stars and the earth is revolving around the sun.
啊，忽然之间这个发现，你就发现到多勒密那个复杂的那一幅画，忽然间清楚很多。
So all of a sudden, you see the picture that Ptolemy drew, but it's different now. It's a much clearer picture.
啊，非常清楚啊。
It's a clear and simple picture.
可是哥白尼的这幅画还不够清楚。
But it doesn't explain everything. It's not that simple.
它还不能解释所有星星的这个路线。
So Copernicus still cannot explain all the movement of the stars.
所以当星星绕着这个太阳转的时候，它有一些的这个轨道还要再画一个那个小的，它还是这样子绕。Epicircle 还是有的，只是没有之前那么多那么复杂。
So now, if all the stars go around the sun, it still doesn't explain everything. You still need to put a few epicircles around it. So it's much clearer, simple picture, but it doesn't explain everything.
那一直到谁出来？
And then who came along?
第三个。Kepler.
Kepler.
Kepler 出现的时候，他就说，星球不是绕轨道不是圆形的。
So Kepler said the orbit of these planets is not a circle.
星球的轨道是椭圆形的。
So the orbits are oval.
所以原来这个哥白尼很伟大，他想的是地球为中心，而不是太阳为中心，这个很好。可是他还是按着他的认为轨道是圆的。
So Copernicus, he had a great theory. He think that the sun is the center of the universe, but he thought that the orbits are perfect circles.
Kepler 出来说这个轨道是椭圆形的时候，忽然整个宇宙的这个他们画出来的图线就一清二楚。
So Kepler came along and thought that the orbits are oval.Then it became much clearer.
你再不用再想说这个星球在转这个太阳的当中，又自己又在那边啊，不晓得是为什么这样子绕啊。
So you don't have to think about while it's going around the sun, these stars will precess around them.
就没有再没有这个 epicycle 的那么复杂的东西。
And you don't need epicycles anymore.
忽然之间，整幅画是清楚的。
So all of a sudden, the whole picture becomes clear.
这个历史告诉我们什么呢
？So what does the history teach us？
啊，首先跟你们所学的不一样。
So first, it's different from what you have learned.
这历史告诉我们，教会不可以盲目的接受科学所教的。
So it's telling you church cannot blindly accept what science teaches us.
当初多勒密说。以地球为中心的时候，哎，圣经也都是在讲人啊、哦，也应该要以地球为中心。圣经从来没有说，星球是绕着地球转的。但是教会就把这个科学的东西拉进来，就变成一个不改变的真理。
So I mean, when Ptolemy said that everything goes around the earth, but the Bible didn't say that, but the church.Accepted that. They accepted that kind of science, and he brings in all these, you know, different theories.
哥白尼出现的时候，他也是基督徒。他说圣经并没有这么说，他就把这个中心挪到太阳那里。
So Copernicus was a Christian too, but he realized the Bible didn't say everything goes around the earth, so he put the center in on the sun.
那教会就不高兴。就迫害他。
But the church wasn't happy about it, so the church persecuted Copernicus.
教会迫害他不是因为圣经有问题。
Church persecuted Copernicus not because there was a problem in the Bible.
教会迫害他是因为教会就把科学当初这个 popular 很受人欢迎的理论就把它归纳到教会的信仰里头。
So it's church did that. It's because the church blindly accepted that kind of popular science. So it brought that kind of science into the dogma of the church.
所以我们要重新思考这个历史哈。
So when you think about the history again,
但今天这个还不是我最主要大家思考的。
But this is not the focus of my Sermon today.
我还有一个更主要的要大家思考的，就是当我们有一个自己的观念。
But what I really want to talk about is that when you have certain theory in your mind,
当你的人生是以自我为中心
，but that when your life, when you are the center of your life,
你去看你周围发生的事情，看你朋友发生的事情。
And when you look around and see what happens around you,
你看你父母亲所做的事情
and you look at what your parents do,
你看你朋友所做的事情
and what your friends do,
你看你朋友跟你老板所做的事情
and your friends and their boss, what they do,
你就好像多勒密一样，你试着把整幅画画出来的时候，发现非常复杂，人生非常复杂
and you.It's sort of like Ptolemy, and you look at life and what happens, and it becomes a very complicated picture.
因为我们把我们这个人放在中心。
And it's because you put you in the center of your life.
我们今天主要的经文是《创世纪》第一章第一节的前面一半。
So what we talk about today, the focus is on the first half of Genesis 1:1.
起初神。
In the beginning, God.
起初神这一句话呢，是圣经的第一句话。
So this verse is the beginning of the Bible.
所以这一句话说什么？
And what does it say?
圣经的主角是谁？
What is the main character of the Bible?
神。
It's God.
有些人已经闭上眼睛了哈。
我们也跟着闭上
眼睛。你闭上眼睛的时候，你看到什么？
And when you close your eyes, what do you see?
你什么都看不到。
And you don't see anything.
睡着的人可能看到梦啊。
And maybe you're dreaming if you're asleep.
你什么都看不到。你什么都看不到的时候，你还看到一个东西。
And when you don't see anything, but you still actually see one thing.
你看到黑色的
东西，是不是？And you see everything is black.
黑色的颜色，暗色的颜色，还是一种颜色，是不是？
It's black is still a color, yes.
所以没有东西是怎么样的一回事？
So if there is nothing, like a void, what is it like?
连黑色都没有的话，那是一个怎么样的一个光景？
So if you don't even have black, what would it be?
没有人知道。
We don't know.
起初神这句话不是那么容易可以去了解的。
So, in the beginning, God, that is not something that's easy to understand.
整个宇宙的开始是神，整个宇宙的焦点是神。
So, in the beginning of the universe is God. The focus of the universe is God.
今天1月1号2017年。
So, 2017.January 1st.
当你开始计划今年的这个计划的时候
，So when you plan this year,
你这个计划里面不是以神为开始的话
，So if your plan is not from God, if it doesn't begin from God,
那就什么都不是
，And then it's not anything.
创世记一章一节说，起初神就在提醒我们，这一个是整个宇宙、整个人生的一个焦点是神。
So in Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God." That means that the focus of the universe is God.
曾经有一个幼儿园的一个小女生。
So there was one day there was a little girl in preschool.
她妈妈。因为他做生日，他就想要给他庆祝这个生日。
So it's her birthday. So her mother wants to have a birthday party.
那妈妈就跑去跟老师说，老师说我要帮我的女儿庆祝生日。
So she went to the teacher and said, "I want to celebrate birthday for my daughter."
我要在学校里面庆祝生日。
So I want to have a birth, you know, in school. She wants to have a birthday party there.
老师说可以啊，所以那妈妈就把整个课室布置得像王宫一样。
So the teacher said okay, and then the mother decorated the whole classroom.
漂漂亮亮的啊。
It's really beautiful decoration.
在这个课室中间有一个很长的桌子。
So in the classroom there was a long table.
在桌子的尾端是那个小女生。
At the end of the table,
birthday girl.
Little girl.
那过生日的这个女生，她前面摆了好多礼物，高到她连她的脸都看不到。
So in front of the birthday girl, there were a lot of presents. You can't even see her face.
那在整个长桌子呢，都围着她的这个同学。
Okay, and along the table sits the other classmates.
那这些小同学来到的时候呢，也每个人给一包这个小礼物，里面有零食啊，这个巧克力啦等等之类的啊，大家都拿着一个小包。
So all the classmates when they sit down when they come, in front of everybody there was a little bag of snack for them.
然后你就看整个课室一排一大堆的学生在那边看着自己的小礼物，然后就看看呢女生的这个一大堆的礼物在她前面。
So when everybody come, they sit around and they see their little bag of snack there, and then they look to the birthday girl and they see a huge pile of presents in front of her.
里面有一个小男生就不开心。
And there was a boy, he's not very happy.
他刚看到自己一小包的零食。 And he, 小礼物。
He sees his little present and his little bag of snack.
他抬头一看，看不到那个脸的这个小女生有一大堆的这个礼物。
And he raises his head and sees this big pile of presents, and behind that, you can't even see her face. It was the little, it was the birthday girl.
这小男生越想越气。
So he's getting more and more.
他开始发出声音。
And he's sort of grumbling.
你们没听过他就这样，
He's grumbling.
然后越来越大声。
And he's getting louder and louder.
整个科室都听到他的那个不高兴的声音。
And everybody hears his voice.
然后有一个妈妈在那里，在帮忙，整个场面的一个妈妈，最后走到那个小男生那里。
There was a helper. There was a mother there, and finally she went in front of this boy.
她坐下来。
And she sat down.
她脸眼睛对着眼睛对那个小男生。
And she looked at his looked into his eyes.
她说 ，Johnny, it's not your party.
And he said, Johnny, it's not your party.
Johnny, 这不是你的庆生会。
This is not your party. They are not your birthday party.
有时候我们忘了。
And sometimes we forget too.
这个宇宙，这个世界，在 Ann Arbor 的生活，不是我们的庆生会。
That we forget that this universe, this our life, this world, is not our birthday party.
我们是来庆祝神的。
And we are here to celebrate God.
比如说我们看看我们所得到的生活中的一点点东西，我们有许多的不满。
So sometimes we see what we have a little bit in our life and we are not satisfied.
Johnny, it's not your party.
But Johnny, it's not your party.
我以前我父亲过世的时候，我们就搬到这个我们亲戚家住。
So in the past, when my father passed away, our family moved to a relative's home.
我们家其实挺穷的。
And we were pretty poor.
以前的亲戚就喜欢住在一起。
So in the past, well, all the relatives like to live together.
所以我亲戚的家后面有另外一家，是我堂妹住的房子。
So behind their house, it was a little house in the back of their house, and that was my cousin's house.
我叔叔在银行里面做事。
My uncle works in a bank.
每一年他都替他们庆祝生日。
And every year he celebrated the kids' birthday.
每次庆祝的时候，所有的亲戚都来了，我也在里头。
So in the birthday party, everybody came, all the relatives, and I was there too.
那他们哇一大堆礼物又大盒又大大包的。
And they had big presents, a lot of presents.
我那时候也没什么感觉，我就看了就很羡慕。
And I was, you know, I looked at that, it's okay, but I was kind of jealous.
我们家里面并没有 jealous.
No, no jealous. I was...
Admire. 不过他讲的对哈，我继续讲下去。然后我们家里从来不帮我们的孩子庆祝生日。
And in my family, I don't usually celebrate birthdays for my kids.
也许是因为根本就没有什么钱。
Maybe it was because we were poor.
那到我中学的时候，有一次忽然之间，我不晓得为什么我妈妈跟我大姐决定要帮我庆祝生日。
So in my, in high school, I was in high school, and I don't know why, but my mother and my sister decided they would celebrate birthday for me.
那一天来的时候，我也不晓得他们要庆祝生日。
And on that day, I didn't know they were going to celebrate my birthday.
我在前院打羽毛球。
I was playing badminton in the front lawn.
然后我姐姐大姐就跑来说，哎，生日快乐，我们在替你庆祝生日。
And my older sister came and said, Happy birthday, we want to have a birthday party and celebrate birthday for you.
那我有一个生日礼物给你。
And I have a birthday present for you.
她就拿出一小小包的。
And she took out a little present.
啊，我不晓得是什么。
And I didn't know what it was.
打开之后。
And I opened it.
就是什么啊？放钥匙的圈圈，然后上面一个有纪念品的东西。
And it was a little trinket. It was a key ring.
这个是很心酸的礼物。
I felt a little sour.
我也不开车，我也没有钥匙，他给我这个礼物。
I don't drive and I don't keys. Why did she give me a key ring?
我没有想太多，但是我平常看人家的生日礼物都是一大包一大包都是玩具，我拿到的却是一个不实用的东西。
So, you know, usually I see birthday presents, they are big, they are, you know, big toys and, you know, wonderful things, but I opened my present, it was a little trinket.
所以那时候我做了一个很愚蠢的事。
So I did something very foolish.
我大发脾气。
And I threw a tantrum.
那其实我姐姐我妈妈他们是很用心的为我们尽量拿一些东西给我们。
But my sister and mother, they really thought about it and they wanted to give me something.
但是让我想到说在这个世上不是给我们开庆生会的。
But I really think about it and we are in this world here, it is not our birthday party.
我们常常比较来比较去。
Sometimes you compare this, compare that.
我们看谁的这个生活最美满。
So you see, you know, whose life is the, you know, most fullest and or the most richest.
我们看看谁的工作最好。
And we see whose work, whose job is the best.
我们看看谁的老板最善良。
And who has the kindest boss.
我们看看自己的才干跟别人的才干比起来谁比较好。
So we compare our ability with somebody else's ability.
我们比较我们的男女朋友跟别人的男女朋友来比较。
We compare our boyfriend or girlfriend with their boyfriend and girlfriends.
我们比较自己的孩子跟别人的孩子。
Compare our kids with somebody else's kids.
小孩子就比较谁的这个电话最新。
And the kids, and they compare whose phone is the nicest.
我们都想要自己有最好的礼物。
And we all want the best present for ourselves.
可是创世纪第一章第一节提醒我们，这个世界不是我们的亲生会。
So, but Genesis 1:1 reminded us, this world is not our birthday party.
你我生在这个世上，不是来庆祝。我们的一生的。
So when you and me, when we are here in this world, it is not to celebrate our lives.
你我来到这世上是来庆祝神的荣耀。
And we are here is to celebrate God's glory.
神才是这个世界的焦点。
And He, God, is the focus of the universe.
主，你觉得整个庆生会应该是以他为焦点。
So Johnny thought that birthday party, he is the focus.
他需要收到所有的礼物。
And he wanted to have all the presents.
他无法越过自我中心的这个问题。
And he cannot get over his self-centeredness.
他无法越过这个自我中心来跟那个小女生一起快乐。
So he cannot overcome his own self-centered, and he cannot celebrate it with that girl.
其实我们每个人心里头都有这个 Johnny.
So, but within every one of us, there was a little Johnny.
我们都有这个一个多勒密在我们的心中。
And there was a Ptolemy within us too.
我们觉得我们在这里
And we're
整个世界要绕我们转。
And the world revolves around us.
我们的家庭
Our family
我们的朋友
Our friends
要绕着我们转。
It revolves around us.
我们的学业要绕着我们转。
That our career will revolve around us.
我们的工作要绕着我们转。
Our job will revolve around us.
甚至神都要绕着我们转。
And even God has to revolve around us.
有没有看过这样的一位人？一个人啊，神要绕着他转的。
So have you seen somebody that you realize God has to go around him? Revolve around him?
那就是我们
呐，That is us.
如果你对生活上不满意的时候，你对谁生气？
And when you are not satisfied with your life, then who are you angry with?
你会说神啊，为什么？
And you say, you ask God, why this?
那还好一点。
And that's even better than some other things.
更糟的，神，我干嘛还需要来信你？
And then, you know, even worse, you say, God, why do I need to believe?
如果神不绕着我转，我为什么还要这个神？
So if God doesn't revolve around us, why do I need this God?
所以你发现到整个世界，当你这样子把自己放在中心，你所有的东西要绕着你，规规矩矩的绕着你转的时候，你发现整个世界很不顺。
So if you think that you are the center of the universe and everything has to orderly revolve around you, then you find that this world is really not that orderly.
你的人生很不顺。
And your life,It's very complicated, not orderly.
因为我们无法掌握。
Because we cannot control.
因为这世界不是绕着我们转的。
Because this world doesn't revolve around us.
我们会发现我们生命、生活是一幅很乱的一幅画。
And we find that our life is a very chaotic picture.
我们发现家里面有很多矛盾的东西。
And there are a lot of contradictions in our family.
慢慢我们就陷入这个焦虑。
And then we become anxious.
我们陷入忧郁中。
Anxiety and depression.
除非有一个人能够来到我们面前，对着我们眼睛看着说 ，Johnny is not your party.
So unless somebody sit us down and look into our eyes and say.Johnny is not your party.
除非我们生命当中有一个哥白尼，革命像革命似的出现。
So unless a Copernicus in our lives appears and it revolutionizes us.
告诉我们宇宙的中心不是你，不是我。
So it says the center of your universe is not you, it's not us.
我们学业不是为了满足我们的。
Our study in school is not to satisfy us.
也不是为了满足你们的父母。
And it's not to make your parents happy.
年轻人找对象不是为了找到适合自己的对象。
So for young folks, when they look for a spouse, both boyfriend, girlfriends, it's not to satisfy your, it's not to look for somebody that's suitable for you.
你我的家庭有了小孩不是来满足我们自己的。
So in families, when they have kids, it's not to satisfy you.
虽然下雪的时候他可以帮我铲雪哈。
So, of course, when it snows, the kids can help to shovel snow for me.
但是这不是小孩子在我们家庭出现的目的。
But it is not the purpose of the children when they appear.
周末的团契跟崇拜不是让我们周间忙碌的时候，周末轻松一下。
So in the weekend, when it's fellowship, when it's service, church service, it's not to help us to relax after a whole busy week of work.
我们找教会也不是找一个我们满意的敬拜方式。
When we find a church, it's not to find a church that we can have a nice service that we like.
创世纪一章一节提醒我们，起初神创造天地，他是主角。
So in Genesis 1:1 it says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He is the focus.
他是中心。
He is the center.
他也是重心。
Yet he is the 重心。
重心怎么
？Center of gravity. Center.
我们的学业啊，是为了神。满足神的心。
So our study is to please God.
我们找对象是为了可以一起来追求神的心意。
So when we find a spouse, is to such that we can seek God's will together.
我们有家庭是为了下一代能够带他们一起来体贴神的心意。
When we have kids, it's so that we can lead the next generation to seek God's will.
我们周末来敬拜的时候，我们是要让神知道说，虽然我们很辛苦，我们还是要在周末还要把最好的献给神。
So when we come to church in the weekend, is It's because although we were busy during the week, we still have to bring the best to God.
我今天有三点，这是第一点。
So we have three points. That's point one.
我就停在这里，但是我想讲的就是说，你知道那个从地球做中心变成太阳变成中心，这还不是整个历史的故事。
So I want to say, you know, from geocenter, the center is the Earth, but it changed to another theory that is the sun is the center of the universe. That is not the whole story.
哥白尼说这个太阳是中心，可是他的观念还是轨道是圆的。
So Copernicus thought that the sun is the center of the universe, but his theory is still that the orbits are perfect circles.
很多我们基督徒愿意以神为中心，可是我们的人生规划还是有自己的想法。
But sometimes, you know, we Christians, sometimes we put God in the center, but we still, how we live, we still have our own ideas.
我们硬性的规定一定要是圆的。
That we force the orbit to be circle.
我们硬性规定一定要是圆满、完美的。
It has to be a perfect circle.And it has to be this way.
当我们这样子过生活的时候，发现基督徒也会有焦虑，也会有沮丧的时候，因为他们的人生跟实际的时节是不一样的。
So if we live like that, we still find that, you know, the world doesn't perfectly fit in like that, and it contradicts the reality, and then we have anxiety and depression.
只有当我们不但以神为中心，我们也把我们的道路放在神的手中，让神来规定它是圆的、是方的、是椭圆的。
So the point is, we need to put God in the center, but we also need to follow His way, His road, and He dictates our orbit is circle or oval or square.
当你这样子去看你的人生的时候，你发现就一目了然。
So when you look at your life through these eyes, then you find that a very simple, clear picture.
清楚的多。
It's much clearer now.
你就能够安息在主里头。
And you can rest within God.
所以诗人说，你们要安静，要知道他是主。
And you need to be quiet. You need to know He is the Lord.
大卫在诗篇139篇
In Psalms 139
16节这么说
Verse 16
我们到16节他说我未曾行的体质你的眼早已看见了你所定的日子我尚未度一日你都写在你的册上，很多人读这段经文呢，有一个误解。
So in verse 16, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your books before one of them came to be. And we read this, and sometimes we have a misunderstanding.
哦，神已经把我这个一生的日子都写在册上。
Because God already wrote down all my lives in this book.
我们就祷告。
And we pray.
神啊，告诉我册上写的什么。
So God, just tell me what it's written.
一月一号，主日崇拜之后，发生什么事？
So after January 1st, after the service, what will happen after that?
然后我们就不断地说，我们要寻找神的旨意。
And we always say we want to seek God's will.
找工作的时候，最难的就是不晓得神要给我这一份还是那一份。
And we look for a job, we don't know God wants to give me this job or that job.
我们就求神啊，你把你那个册子稍微开一点，让我知道这两份工作要哪一份。
So can you please open the book a little bit so I can peek in and see which job I take?
这不是大卫写139篇说，我日子尚未度一日，你都写在册上的意义。
So when David wrote this psalm, that's not what he meant. That, you know, when he wrote,You know, the days of my life ordained for me were written in your books.
大卫写这个东西不是叫我们说你就赶快去问神，然后神可能 也许哪一天高兴的时候就把车子打开说哦你应该要选这一件这个工作。
He didn't say that you need to ask God and maybe God is, you know, God will open a book one day and tell you what will happen in your life.
一月份有一些人还在找这个大学。
So in January, some people are still looking for a university, a college
course. 那父母就是最担心的，小孩子要去哪一个间大学。
And, you know, in January, some parents were worried, you know, so their kids, where are they going to go for college?
巴不得能够把那小车子把它偷拿下来看一眼。
And they wish that they will open their book, that book, and find out.
就不需要担心。
And then they don't have to worry.
这不是基督徒的平安。
But this is not the peace in Christians.
基督徒的平安不是说你把车子里面打开，哦，我知道了，明天会发生什么事，我就不担心。
Peace doesn't mean that, oh, you can open that book and you find out what is going to happen next, and you don't have to worry.
大卫写这个诗篇的时候，他一生是曲折，不能测。
And when David wrote this psalm, his whole life there are twists and turns.
他有很多发生在他身上的事情，他是没有办法预料的。
And there are many, many things that happened to him. He just could not predict what happens.
当他说神都写在册上的时候，他不是说神告诉我会发生什么事。
And when he wrote this, he's saying, God will tell him what will happen.
他写这一个经文的时候，他乃是说这一切神都知道。
That he's saying, everything that happens to me, God knows already.
每一个突发的事件，虽然我不明白，但是神都已经记在册上了。
That all the twists and turns in his life, God already knows, and he'sGod already wrote this in his book.
下一个经文17节，神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵。
And in verse 17 it says, How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them.
所以每一个事件发生，我不明白，但是都有神的意念在里头。
So everything that happened to me, so, although I don't understand, butGod's will is in it.
每一个意念都是宝贵的。
And every will, every thought of God is precious.
我虽然不知道，我虽然不能预测。
Although I don't know and I cannot predict.
我虽然不晓得要选哪一个工作。
Although I don't know which job to take.
但是我深信，我只要按着我要讨他心意而去选择的话，他都会看顾。
That although we don't know what to do, but I believe if I seek his will to follow him, that he will take care of me.
所以车子上写什么不知道。
So what is written in the book, we don't know.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
神是画圆形、方形、椭圆形，我都不知道。
So God drew a circle, an oval, a circle. I don't know, but God knows.
但是如果我硬要圆形的话，
but if I plan it to be a circle,
我人生会很苦。
Then I would suffer.
因为我人生的一幅画，这一幅画就会有很多矛盾。
Because in my life there will be full of contradictions.
当我们来到神面前，新的一年。
So in this new year, when we come before God,
我们要怎么选择？
But how should we choose?
我们要什么选择？
So what is our choices?
我们要选择以神为中心。
That we choose God to be the center.
我们不单选择以神为中心，我们还要选择让神来带领我们一生的道路。无论发生什么事，我们都晓得神的带领最美好。
That not only we put God in the center, but we follow His way, that no matter where He leads us, that would be the best way.
这不是说基督徒就躺在床上。
It doesn't mean that Christians, we just lie on the bed.
随便什么事情发生就好了。
It doesn't really matter what happens.
反正要发生的就会发生。
But whatever happens will happen.
不会发生的也不会发生。
It doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
我知道有一件事情一定会发生的。
But I know one thing would happen.
神会生气的把你从船上踢下来。
That God will get us up from our bed angrily.
我的意思是说，当我们以我们最爱主的心，我们知道最知道怎么做的方式来选择我们自己要怎么讨神喜悦的时候，神都会带领。
That I know one thing is that if we with a heart that we want to please God and we follow that, then God will take us to whatever He wants us to go.
每一天我们都可以睡觉。
That we go to sleep every day.
睡觉就是我们人最软弱的时候。
That when we sleep, that is the weakest point in our lives.
因为明天眼睛张不张开我们不晓得。
Because we don't know if we will open our eyes tomorrow.
我们也没有自己告诉自己说眼睛该张开了它就自己开了。
And we don't tell ourselves, you know, it's time to open our eyes and we'll open our eyes.
有些人眼睛就再也不开了。
And some of us we will never open our eyes again.
那我们可以安息在神里头，晓得明天眼睛张开是神为我们开始的一天。
That we know when we rest in God, we will know that when we open our eyes tomorrow, that is when God opens our eyes.
今天早上如果我们眼睛不张开的话，也就没有2017年，我们也没有什么知觉都没有。
So if we don't open our eyes today, we are not going to have a 2017. We are not going to feel anything.
我们今天能够张开是因为神的怜悯。
That we open our eyes today, this morning, that is God's mercy.
让我们想到起初神，每一天的起初，第一天张开眼睛，是因为有神让我们张开眼睛的。
And that we remember in the beginning it's God. And when we wake up every morning, we open our eyes, and God is the beginning of every day.
让我们将一切的计划颂赞都归给神。
And all the plans, all the praises, and we put it before God.
我们来祷告。
And we pray.
我们有一段安静的时间，我们自己来到神面前，将我们新的一年、新的一天。
And we have a quiet time today where we come before God and this new beginning of the year, beginning of the day.
我们来歌颂他。
That we praise Him.
来感谢他
We thank him.
来赞美他
That we praise him.
每一天神的怜悯都是新的
That every day God's mercy is new to us.
我们不致消灭乃是因为他诸般的恩典
That
我们不致消灭啊That we did not perish is because of His mercy. 那我们把这一切荣耀归给神。
That we put all the glory before God.
不是只是嘴巴上说。
That we don't just say it with our mouths.
我们乃是来到神面前说，主啊，今天因为有你，我们才有一个开始。
That we come before God and we say, only because of you that we have a new beginning today.
我今天怎么在家庭跟父母的关系跟儿女的关系里头来荣耀你
That how can we glorify you in the relationship with family, with parents?
今天发生的任何一件事情都在神的掌控之中。
You control everything that happens today.
不一定是圆的，也不一定是方的。
It's not necessarily circular or square.
是我们不明白的。
Sometimes you don't understand.
但是神的意念是宝贵的。
But God's thought is precious.
我们到神面前有一段安静的时间，自己对神来向神来祷告。
And we come before God. There was a period of quietness that we pray to God ourselves.
天父，我们感谢你，在新的一年，一切的歌颂要归给你。
Dear Lord, we thank you, and in this beginning of the year, all the praises will be for you.
有时候我们忘了，我们单单早晨能够张眼、张开眼睛，都需要你的恩典在我们身上发生。
And sometimes when we open our eyes, and we forget that when we open our eyes, when we can stand up, and it's all because of your grace.
很多时候我们需要有一大场的病临到我们身上，才提醒我们自己每一天蒙受的恩典是何等的大。
Sometimes only when we get sick, we remember that every day how great is your grace.
让我们在你的恩典当中，我们的生活是荣耀你。
That in your grace, our life is to glorify you.
求主你使用我们新的一年，不但是以你中为我们的中心。
So we ask that in this new beginning of the year, that you can be our center.
让我们一生的轨迹也是按着你的心意而走。
And not only that, but our orbit of our whole lives is to follow your will.
把我们的学业，把我们的事业，家庭都放下。
That we put down our study, our career, our family.
我们把这一切都放在你的手里面。
That we put everything in your hands.
因为你的意念比我们自己的意念更宝贵。
Because your thoughts is more precious than ours.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.